Hello and welcome to Bix is Alive, the radio program in cyberspace dedicated to the preservation and dissemination of the musical legacy of Bix Beiderbecke, the jazz genius from Davenport, Iowa. I am Albert Haim and this is WBIX, the virtual radio station on demand of the Bixography website. In the Bix is Alive program, I will play recordings and talk about the music and the life of Bix Beiderbecke. I will also play recordings by other musicians, past and present, who play in a style influenced and or reminiscent of Bix's unique approach to music. In the programs, I will feature various segments. In some instances, I will have a battle of the bands. On other occasions, I will focus on one particular musician or a theme as the centerpiece of the program. At other times, I will simply play recordings that I enjoy. The centerpiece of today's program will be Justin Ring. We have been discussing in the Bixography forum the question of the musicians involved in the Gin Bottle 4 session, and the name of Justin Ring came up prominently in there, so I decided to use today's program to play a bunch of sides that include Justin Ring. And for the modern musicians, I'm turning to Randy Sankey, and I will play a composition that, according to some, is by Bix Beiderbecke, and it's called Cloudy, and this will be a symphonic version. There is another connection between Justin Ring and Bix Beiderbecke, of course. He played, Justin Ring played with Eddie Lang and other musicians, the Dorsey Brothers, several musicians who played with Bix. But the other connection that I want to mention is that in the Parlophone record E6209, one side is credited to Will Perry's orchestra playing Louise. In fact, Will Perry's orchestra is Frankie Trombauer's orchestra. The other side has Justin Ring OK's orchestra playing a waltz, Sleepy Valley. So on one side you have Bix, on the other side you have Justin Ring. Well, unfortunately, in spite of me digging around, I have been unable to find much biographical information about Justin Ring. The best I can do is read to you from Brian Rust's The American Dance Band Discography, 1917-1942. This is the other discography of Brian Rust. The one that most people probably have is the jazz band discography. This is the dance band discography, and there Brian Rust writes, Justin Ring was a pianist, arranger and director for OK Records in New York during the 1920s, working for Pathé Perfect during 1930 and 31, eventually with Decca in 1934. Many of his records are of tap dance accompaniments, clog dances, old-style country dances, and so on, but his standard dance records are shown here. Well, let's get started with the music. I would like to play two recordings by Joe Venuti's Blue 4, recorded on November 15, 1927, with Joe Benuti on violin, Don Murray on clarinet or baritone sax, Frank Signorelli on piano, Eddie Lang on guitar, and perhaps Justin Ring on cymbals. There is a question mark in the discography by Brian Rust. And I'll play first Penn Beach Blues and then Four String Joe. So let's listen to Justin Ring, perhaps, in 1927.
Thank you.
wasn't listening very carefully to those two recordings, but I didn't hear cymbals. Did anybody? And the other thing that's interesting about the last recording is the tour de force that Joe Venuti plays there. He puts the bow hairs over the violin strings and the bow under the violin. So that's why the tune is called the four-string Joe. Well, let's continue with the music. I would like to turn now to Annette Henshaw, my favorite female singer from the 1920s, and I'm going to play a couple of sides that include Justin Ring. I should say perhaps, according to Brian Rust. These are two recordings from June 16, 1930. First, If I Had a Girl Like You, and then My Future Just Passed. This is Annette Henshaw with her novelty orchestra, which consists of a trumpet, two violins, a piano, Tommy Fellini on guitar, string bass, and Justin Ring. Eventually, I will get to some recordings that indeed for certain have Justin Ring. But now let's listen to Annette Henshaw with perhaps Justin Ring in 1930.
I've been looking for someone to love, someone just like you. I've been asking the stars up above to find someone like you. Now that I have found you, dear, I'll always want to keep you near me. I'm lonesome and blue, but when I look at you, there's one thing that I know is true. I wouldn't be lonesome, I wouldn't be blue, if I had a boy like you. I've waited a lifetime, I've hated the nighttime. Those long nights have made me so blue. I wouldn't be waiting, I wouldn't be hating, if I had a boy like you. I don't know why I'm feeling the way that I do. I hope that I haven't made a mistake in you. Everything seems like one of my dreams. Wake me up and say it's true. I wouldn't be dreaming, I wouldn't be scheming, if I had a boy like you. If I had a boy like you. If I had a boy like you. I don't know why I'm feeling the way that I do. I hope that I haven't made a big mistake in you. Everything seems like one of my dreams. Wake me up and say that it's true. I wouldn't be dreaming, I wouldn't be scheming, if I had a boy like you.
I did not make a mistake. The title of the song is indeed If I Had a Girl Like You, but Annette sings If I Had a Boy Like You. Well, let's continue with the music.
You will find my path just not spotless if you care to delve. 20 broken hearts and not less before I was 12. But from then on I stopped, from the parade I dropped, hope the future loves I started to shell. But there goes the boy I dreamed all through school about. There goes the boy I'll now be a fool about. Ring down the curtain, I'm certain at present my future just passed. Don't even know if he has been spoken for. If he is tied, the ties must be broken, for life can't be that way. To wake me, then break me, my future just passed. Stars in the blue, so you're at a distance, you can at least do this. Sometimes a girl encounters resistance. Help me to win this boy. Here are my arms, may he find illusion there. Look in my heart, there is no confusion there. Now that I'm loving, I'm living at last. My future just passed. Here's my face with capital F in it. Now in my dreams, there'll be someone definite. Bring down the curtain, I'm certain at present. My future just passed. Don't even know if he has been spoken for. If he is tied, the ties must be broken. For life can't be that way. To wake me, then break me, my future just passed. Here are my arms, may he find illusion there. Kiss my two lips, remove all the rouge on there. Now that I'm loving, I'm living at last. There goes my future, the boy that just passed. That's all.
Now I would like to turn to side by Clarence Williams and his Novelty 4, and this is In the Bottle Blues, recorded on November 23, 1928, and according to Brian Rust, the Novelty 4 are King Oliver on cornet, Clarence Williams on piano, Celeste on violin, Eddie Lang on guitar. And question mark again, Justin Ring on percussion. Well, finally, we're going to have one in which there is a definite appearance by this elusive Justin Ring. This is Church Street Sobbing Blues, recorded on November 5th, 1928 by Eddie Lang, accompanied by Frank Signorelli on piano and Justin Ring on chimes. No question mark here in the Brian Rust discography. So let's listen first to perhaps Justin Ring with Clarence Williams, and then Justin Ring with Eddie Lang. Thank you.
Professor Jim.
Finish the segment on Justin Ring. I would like to play a recording by the Dorsey Brothers and their orchestra entitled Lover Come Back to Me. This was recorded on April 3rd, 1929. It is a two-sided OK record with part one of Lover Come Back to Me with a vocal by Smith Ballou on one side and part two on the other side. This is a popular song at the time by Hammerstein and Romberg, and the Dorsey Brothers and their concert orchestra. It's a huge group of musicians with Justin Ring conducting, Leo McConville, Fuzzy Ferrar, and Phil Napoleon on trumpet, Tommy Dorsey, Glenn Miller on trombone, Ollie Boyd on clarinet, Jimmy Dorsey on clarinet or alto sax, Arnold Brillhart on alto sax, Jim Crossan on tenor sax, Irvin Kahn on oboe, Phil Raines on bassoon, Murray Kellner, Sam Raitz, Nat Brusiloff, Sam Fried on violin, Emil Stark on violoncello, Arthur Schott on piano, Ed Lang on guitar, Hank Stern on tuba, Joe Stoddard on string bass, Stan King on drums, Chauncey Morehouse on drums and vibraphone, and George Crozier is the arranger, and as I said, part one has a vocal by Smith Ballou. So let's listen to Justin Ring conducting the Dorsey Brothers and their concert orchestra in 1929.
Heart of mine was singing, lover, where can you be? You came at last, love had its day, that day is past, you've gone away. This aching heart of mine is singing, lover, come back to me. When I remember every little thing you used to do, I'm so lonely. Every road I walked along with you. No wonder I'm lonely. The sky is blue, the night is cold, the moon is new, but love is old. And while I'm waiting here, this heart of mine is singing, lover, come back to me. Thank you.
That was rather a pompous arrangement and practically, well, no jazz in it. So to make up for that, I will play another recording by the Dorsey Brothers and their orchestra. This is the early Dorsey Brothers, not a working band, but just a studio band. And I would like to play Breakaway, that was recorded on June 19, 1929, with Leo McConville and Manny Klein on trumpet, Tommy Dorsey on trumpet and trombone, Jimmy Dorsey on clarinet, alto sax, Alfie Evans on alto sax, Paul Mason, tenor sax, Arthur Schott on piano, Tony Colucci on banjo, Hank Stern on tuba, Stan King on drums. Probably an impromptu arrangement by Arthur Schott. So let's listen to Breakaway by the Travelers in 1929 with Tommy Dorsey playing trumpet. For the modern musician, I would like to turn to Randy Sankey, and he's well known as a trumpeter, but also to readers of the Bixography as the author of that beautiful analysis of Bix's music entitled "Observing a Genius at Work." What I'm going to do is play from Concord Concerto CD, CCD 42049-2, entitled Randy Sankey Awakening. These are compositions and arrangements for orchestra, trumpet, and orchestra jazz ensemble, with Randy Sankey on trumpet and the Bulgarian National Symphony, with Ljubomir Denev conducting, and the Randy Sankey Quintet included there, I guess. This is Cloudy, and I read from the liners, which the composer calls an homage to Bix, straddles the worlds of Randy Sankey. It is a work for trumpet and orchestra, based on a piece of Bix Beiderbecke, which Sankey's famous predecessor never wrote down or recorded. It only survived because Charlie Davis, a contemporary Indianapolis band leader, remembered it and played it in a Canadian documentary film about Bix. This orchestral version includes an introduction and bridge that includes some sly quotations from other famous Bix tunes. So let's listen then to Randy Sankey with the Bulgarian National Symphony playing Cloudy. That was an interesting interpretation, and did you get a lot of that end where Randy Sankey plays the last few notes of Bix's immortal recording of I'm Coming Virginia? Well, let's get back to Bix now. The end of today's edition of Bix is Alive, the radio program in cyberspace dedicated to the preservation and dissemination of the musical legacy of Bix Beiderbecke, the jazz genius from Davenport, Iowa. Please join me again in 2 weeks over WBIX, the virtual radio station on demand of the Bixography website, for another edition of the program. Until next time, this is Albert Haim saying, through his music, Bix is alive.